WWA.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, not too bad. I'm just taking it easy today, waiting for the storms to come in. My radar app keeps saying that we got some thunderstorms coming in.
Think we're going to have some. Boy, we had last night about 3 o'clock. I mean, I was, all of a sudden, I was wide awake, and there was fireworks out the window and thunder, and my dog, Toby, came upstairs, and he was shaking like a leaf.
W4NGU, and he lives in Bowling Springs, and M4MMW lives down at Taylor's, and they were both out of power for, well, Jimmy got his power back about 7:30 this morning. So I sat on my front porch last night, which faces kind of southeast, and I watched that storm pass between me and the Taylor's Greer area, and it was putting on quite a show.
How was that?
Between 2:40 and 3:45 this morning.
Yeah, that was about the time it came through. I was over. I live not far. I live a whole lot closer to Woodruff Road than I do Simpsonville. I'm not far from 101, actually, as the crow flies. But I guess it was yesterday evening, about 8 o'clock. We just got a glancing blow. Most of that storm went through Spartanburg. I guess it started up around Duncan. And anyway, we're not very far from the southern tip of Spartanburg County. I can walk to Spartanburg County, to the place where Spartanburg, Greenville, and Lawrence County all meet. Within about, it's within a 10-minute walk of my house. So it seems like there's a lot of weather that goes right through that point. But anyway, that's too bad about the power outage. I knew this morning there were still some power outages. I was listening to Bill Love in the morning, and he was talking about it. Tell you what, that area up there, Taylor's and that whole area, Greer up there, they've been getting pounded.
And I tell you what, now the storms that came through that had the tornadoes in them here just a short time back, I guess I just lucked out because the very center of it went right over the top of me. Which means, you know, the rotation, it wasn't that bad where I was, but just south of me and just north of me, it was tough.
See, the one, I believe it was part of last week, the one that went up to Taylor's, W4HKZ was talking, and he got his tower. Didn't bother his house at all, didn't bother the shingles, nothing with his house, but it was strong enough that it actually tilted his whole tower and the base of the tower. So evidently it wasn't right on the ground, but it was just high enough to get his tower. That's pretty strong.
Well, I guess I've been real fortunate so far. The only thing I've seen is about a 45-mile-an-hour wind. Well, I take that back. I did have some gusts to 50. And I guess I've been kind of fortunate. My tower has withstood it. So your friend at the tower came down. What type of tower was it?
It tilted it. So I don't know how many degrees, but it's enough where he's going to have to do some major work on it. Yeah, I think at this point, he used to have a beam up there. He doesn't have a beam up there right now. He's a member of the Greer Radio Club. It's W4HKZ. Jimmy knows him. And also Bill knows him quite well. He's been a member of the Greer Club for years and years and years. But I guess good news, it didn't bother the house. The bad news, it damaged the tower. I think right now he just has maybe some small antennas, VHF, and maybe he's got some wire antenna strung up on it right now. I think he's in the middle of antennas as far as beams. It wasn't this past January, but the January before. Let me think now. I got to remember. It wasn't this January, but the one before. I had a tornado come through over our house through our front yard, and it brought down three tall, really large pine trees. There's some oak trees. They withstood it. But those pine trees just, oh, man, I have pine trees all over my front yard. Let's get somebody in there and haul them off.
Hey, listen, I just looked that up. Was that Ken you're talking about?
Yeah, Ken.
He's the fellow that helped get Phil W4NGU started. Yeah, well, I hate to hear that, and I tell you what, if you guys decide to put together a little antenna party or something like that, to try to go over there and kind of help him out, you let me know. I'd be glad to come and help.
I don't know what his plans are right now. I don't think he's got it fixed yet. But I'm sure he's going to get it fixed one way or the other. So if I hear anything, I'll sort of let him know that you're willing to help. I'm sure he knows you. He doesn't get on this repeater hardly at all, if ever.
K4VWA. Yeah, I grew up in that neighborhood right there in Wellington Green, and matter of fact, on two different occasions, I babysat his two boys back when I was about 15 or 16.
He was a school principal, among other things. Yeah, I've known him for ages. I mean, ages and ages, back in the 60s. And I moved here in the early 60s. But, if anybody's been around the area for a while, most people know Ken.
Well, now, is his station out of commission?
Our antenna's up.
All right. Well, like I said, I remember him. I know him. He's one of the good guys, so let me know if I can help out.
I haven't heard anything since I talked to him early last week. Today's what? Today's Tuesday, right? I may be talking to him on the radio. Possibility. I'm coming back from my doctor. So he started up his practice. All the doctors in there started back full swing yesterday. They're very cautious, so I feel very safe going over there. And they've got it down to science, keeping everybody away from each other, and all the sanitizing and all the masks. And I really, really feel safe.
Someday we're all going to get back to normal, I think.
I don't think it's going to be the next couple of months now. I mean, they could open up everything, but, I'm one of the people that are not going to go walk into a restaurant and not until they have a vaccine and some good treatments for COVID-19. I'll play it safe. The biggest thing, I don't want to take it home to my wife. She would really have a problem. I'm in the age group that supposedly has a problem. But my wife would really have a problem. So, try to stay as safe as possible for her more than anything.
You and I both are in that bracket where statistically we would have real issues with it. Well, listen, I'm kind of working on something that's going to require both hands here. I'm tinkering with one of my hobbies, So I'm going to go ahead and sign off with you. You try to behave today or just don't get caught, okay? And like I said, now let me know if I can help out with Ken. And I'll talk to you again soon. And 73, this is K4 VWA. I'll be clear after your final, big guy.
I'm probably 3 minutes from my house. Perfect timing. So get back to your hobby, whatever that is. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe. 73, 10-4 IQ. Thank you.